Welcome to True Travelers Society Daily Podcast. It's November 20th, 2025. Today, we're diving into inspiring ways responsible travel is changing lives and restoring nature, like how a Mexican coastal community is reviving both marine ecosystems and local livelihoods. Stay with us to discover practical ways your next adventure can make a difference for people and the planet. Let's get started with our top sustainable and volunteer travel stories for today. First up, regenerative aquaculture and eco-adventures are transforming La Paz, Baja California, sir. In La Paz, local marine biologists and community members have teamed up on pioneering projects that protect both biodiversity and local culture. At Pichiling Port, pearl, oyster, and coral farms not only conserve endangered marine life, but also create educational experiences for travelers. Since 2015, 40,000 endangered totoba fish have been released each summer into the Gulf of California from a 350-hectare conservation unit, restoring populations and supporting community livelihoods. The Santomar farms are also cultivating sustainable red snapper and oysters using holistic approaches, showing how tourism and aquaculture can work hand in hand. For meaningful engagement, visitors can join snorkeling tours of these farms or take part in immersive workshops, reinforcing how travel can support both ecosystems and local economies. For conscious explorers, La Paz offers a clear model of community-driven, measurable impact through tourism and stewardship. Next, let's spotlight land-based conservation just outside La Paz. Rancho Cacaquilas is weaving together ecotourism and environmental education in the Sierra Cacaquilas Mountains. Here, guests have over 60 kilometers of trails for hiking, biking, and even mule riding, all designed with low environmental impact. The ranch's Santa Rosa Trail was crafted in partnership with the International Mountain Biking Association, ensuring sustainable trail use. Visitors can take part in artisan cheese and honey workshops, birdwatching at dawn, or stargazing at night, all while supporting the ranch's conservation programs. Their signature event, the Don Diablo Trail Run, invites runners to connect with nature and the community, all while raising awareness for ecosystem preservation. This is an excellent case for blending adventure with stewardship, reminding us that eco-friendly travel can be both thrilling and purposeful. Finally today, let's zoom out to the global stage with a renewable energy revolution that's reshaping the future of travel. Emerging countries such as Pakistan and Brazil are leading the world's fastest-growing adoption of solar and wind power. According to Oxford University, renewable energy investments in over 100 developing countries have already added more than $1.2 trillion to local economies between 2017 and 2022, about 5% of GDP in many places. For responsible tourism businesses, this means cleaner grid power, more sustainable supply chains, and powerful opportunities to support local communities. As solar and wind become cheaper than fossil fuels, eco-lodges, local tour operators, and community-owned hotels can now access affordable, reliable green energy, amplifying every positive impact your travel has. Here's what you should take away. Tourism has immense potential to drive conservation, support communities, and accelerate climate solutions when travelers and operators work alongside local initiatives. Whether you're planning to volunteer, stay at an eco-lodge, or choose a destination like La Paz or Brazil, your travel choices matter more than ever. That wraps up today's journey. If you're ready to make your next trip truly meaningful, subscribe to True Traveler Society, visit our website for more stories and real-life impact tips, and explore volunteer or sustainable travel opportunities in your favorite destination. Until tomorrow, keep exploring with purpose.